Hello and welcome to our July Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm so glad you're on the call with us today. I'm Cindy O'Neill-Dady, the founder and chief connector at Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as our quarterly educational series for networking mastery skill shops. Our educational speaker bonus calls highlight our monthly spotlight speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our ECN community and beyond. This month, I am super jazzed to be highlighting Ann Bennett. Ann was a 20-minute spotlight speaker at our July 9th ECN luncheon, and it was a blast to have her fly in from my stomping grounds in Southern California last week and stay with my husband and I for a few days. So we're super excited to have Ann share her thought-provoking and inspiring talk, Unleash Brand Story DNA and Rake in the Revenue. So to set the expectation for this call, Ann has generously agreed to share with us for the next 25 to 30 minutes. We'll then open up the call for Q&A, so be sure to write down your questions and save them until after Ann's talk. So we'll plan to finish up just before 1 p.m. Pacific time. So again, be sure to stay on the line until the end of the call, and we'll be sharing with our listeners ways to connect with Ann, as well as exciting opportunities being offered to our ECN community. So Ann Bennett is the founder of Renegade Branding. She's an international speaker, best-selling author, coach, and brand profit builder. Ann uses her branding and marketing genius to help women entrepreneurs and a few good men build their standout personal brands and boost their profits. Ann works with purpose-driven entrepreneurs who do transformational work so they can liberate and ignite their unique genius, authentic voice, and build a profitable and brand platform. So to learn more about Ann, you can go to renegadebranding.com. We'll learn more about her at the end of the call, how you can work with her. But it's my pleasure to turn this call over to Ann Bennett. She shows up exactly who she is and dares her audience and clients to follow. Take it away, Ann.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege to be with your tribe, your community today. So I'm really excited. Unleash your brand story DNA. So let's get into that and understand what that actually is. So right now there are over 1 billion websites, and your prospects are being bombarded with hundreds of marketing messages in their inbox, Instagram, and Facebook every day. And it's really only going to get worse. So what you need to really understand is you cannot be mediocre. You have to be memorable. You've got to stand out to really disrupt the noise of all of what's going on out there. So what does it mean to really brand brilliantly and to unleash your brand story DNA? So your brand is a representation of who you are. It's your unique energy signature. It's your vibe. It's what people say about you before you even open your mouth. And it's memorable. It leaves people with clarity about what you do and why you're the only one to help them to get the results that they really want to achieve. What a brand is not, it's not a logo. It's not a tagline. It's not your website. It's not how you dress. So let's look at it a little closer. It really represents who you are. So I'm going to use a couple of examples of what I consider iconic brands. So the first one is Oprah. We all know Oprah as nurturing. She's spiritual and she's gracious, and that's really her brand story DNA. It's how she connects with us. So you want to look for yourself. How can you be more nurturing or spiritual or gracious in your own business? Even if you just jot down one thing in the conversation and apply that, be really, really powerful for your brand. Then there's Madonna. Madonna's a disruptor. She's got a point of view. She causes controversy. I just saw her in the news recently as well. She's got a new album out called Madam X, and so she's stirring the pot on getting our attention And that's really her brand story DNA. And that's why we notice her and we follow her. You might not like her or you might like her. Either way, it doesn't really matter, but you pay attention, right? So she's getting attention. So how can you have a stronger point of view in your own business that and express it in your products and services in such a way that people take notice? Then you've got someone like Steve Jobs, who is really an innovator. Steve inspired us with his values around innovation, simplicity, and design. You know, everything that Apple stands for is really about tools to help you be fully self-expressed. So what are your values and how can you use them to inspire us and what you stand for? So brand brilliantly, market like Madonna, and profit like a rock star is really the point. And how do we do that? So most entrepreneurs, the number one problem for most service professionals is they can't attract enough ideal clients, so they really can't make enough money doing what they love to do most. But that's not actually the problem. It's really a symptom of the problem. The problem actually is most professionals do not know how to articulate their brilliance, tap into their brand story DNA, and really laser in on it so that they can create a brand that actually expresses who they are and attracts their ideal clients so they can make a big impact and a big income. That's really the problem. So today I'm going to walk you through a very simple methodology to actually learn about your brand story DNA and how you can capture that to really up-level your business, create more clients, and more money for yourself. So this is really for you if you're a business owner and you've got to attract your own clients. You kind of feel like you might be blending in. You're not really sure what makes you unique. Like, for instance, you might be a marriage and family therapist, an organizer, a life coach, a holistic healer. But there's one on every corner, so everyone's kind of talking about the tactics of what they do or the methodologies of what they do, but they don't really stand out. Everyone starts to blend in. So this is about how you capture your market with your own unique message and how to zero in on what makes you naturally attractive, and then how to take that and turn it into a powerful brand that so you can really cash in on your expertise. Because the one thing that I've discovered is how you put you into your business is what fuels your success. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you how to do. So I used to be one hell of a rebel till I discovered being a rebel doesn't really pay that well. But as a powerful brand, it's freaking genius. It's ultimately capturing the essence of who you are and the essence of your personality, your strategies and tactics, and putting them all together into one container called brand story DNA and your brilliant brand. So let's look at some rebel brands that I love and I know that you do too to really show you how that works. So we've got Richard Branson. He's making $4.9 billion right now. And he's definitely a rebel brand. And one of his famous books is called Screw It, Let's Do It. Then you've got Lady Gaga, Monster Loyalty. She's currently making $275 million. She's got 75 million active fans. It's really monster loyalty for her online tribe and community. Then you've got Elon Musk. I love Elon Musk. He's like the original bad boy. And, you know, electric cars on Mars. He's worth $22 billion. So he's out there really doing a lot of cutting-edge work with electric cars and a lot of other devices that he likes to dream up. And you want to look at, maybe I'm a rebel. I kind of consider everyone who's not working in corporate America a rebel of sorts. So you might consider yourself more of a rebel than you actually even let other people know. Brand story DNA is actually what fuels all of your brand. So let me explain that to you. We had a visual when I was speaking, so I'll kind of explain the visual. If you think of it as a Venn diagram with four circles that overlap, in the center of those circles is what I call your brand story DNA. This is basically who you are, who you came into the world being, as well as the stories that you've collected throughout your entire life that represent your values and who you are. So when I work with clients, we start with the brand story DNA, and then we look at how you're different, who you serve, what you offer, and who your tribe actually is. So those are the four big circles. And when those circles overlap, like when how you're different overlaps with what you offer, that's your value. When how you're different overlaps with your tribe, that's your passion. When who you serve overlaps with your tribe, that's your mission, or what I call your manifesto. When who you serve overlaps with what you offer, that's your niche. Your value is what you offer and how you're different. I will give Cindy a PDF of this that you can give to your people so they understand what I'm talking about here. So let me tell you a little bit about myself before I get into really talking any more deeply into this. Is like, what, you know, who is Ann Bennett and what makes me qualified to talk to you about branding and making money in your business? So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm an artist and a creator of possibilities and thinking out of the box. I moved to New York City in 1980. I didn't know a soul. I bought property in the East Village for $10,000, totally unheard of. First woman to work at Popular Mechanics magazine and the only person to work at Vogue without any connections to fashion or any fashion in her portfolio. That's what I call complete enrollment. But what really turned me around to do the work that I'm doing right now. So for years, I learned how to tell stories and illustrate stories and make copy and titles for stories that are real page turners. And if you look at any of the stories in Vogue or any of the stories in your favorite magazines, those are written and art directed and designed by people like myself who have worked in that industry for years and years. If you want to look for titles for topics or stories you might be writing, blogs or videos, I suggest that you look in some of your favorite magazines and co-opt the title. Change the title so it reads with your topic in it, and I think you'll find that to be a very successful way to title certain things. So I'm just going to move on and not really tell my 9/11 story, because I want to save some time to really teach you guys some stuff. So you all have a unique energy signature, and that's why people are attracted to you, and that's why they want to work with you. It's really about who you are. So I want to teach you about, you know, when you come into a room, what makes people want to know you? What makes people be attracted to you? And that's really what I do with my clients. I help them to understand, illuminate, translate, and magnify really their brilliance and who they are. I don't know if you know, Cindy, but you're on. You're not muted, so you might want to mute. So all of you have hidden messages in you. They really come from the heart of who you are. And that's also what creates a direct and immediate connection with your ideal clients. And when you can liberate it, articulate it, and break it free, and really let people see it, your ideal prospects can see it and they can't resist you. So let's talk about the first mistake that people make. The first mistake is people think it's smart to fit in, but it's really brilliant and extremely profitable to stand out. So what do I mean? What happens when you fit in? You end up talking about yourself instead of your clients. It's kind of like you're submitting your resume, like all of the certifications you have and the education, or maybe you're talking about your modalities for those healers out there, or you're talking about, you're really talking about, you're not talking about the benefits of working with you. you're really talking about how great your product is and how it's the number one in the market or it's organic or whatever it is. But you kind of start to wonder why you're not making the money that you want to make. So when you can actually stand out, people take notice. They can articulate something about you and how you can help them, and they start referring people to you. It's really awesome, and they pay you like there is no tomorrow. So I'm going to give you an example of one of my clients, Todd Krieger. When Todd came to work with me, he was a marriage and family therapist. He'd been working as a marriage and family therapist for about 30 years, I would say, and roughly making around six figures, doing okay for a marriage and family therapist, doing really, really well. He had a garage full of books because someone told him to write a book, but he didn't know what to do with that book. And he said to me, Ann, you know, I never have clients in the summer. That's when people take off and they're not really wanting to work on their lives. And I said, okay, I get that. That's just really because you don't market. So they don't really know that you're out there in the summer. So you might want to think for yourself, maybe there's times when you decide to stop marketing, whether you're a speaker or wannabe speaker, or you stop reaching out to clients, you stop networking, you might notice you stop making money. It's a direct correlation. So with Todd, we redesigned him, we rebranded him. I took him from kind of what I call unknown or uninteresting in terms of his website. His tagline was the best in ourselves and the best in others. And he had decided that if he had a center for successful relationships, that's what people wanted. And I was like, Todd, that's not really what people want. So we rebranded him and found out that he actually has a 90% success rate with people who are experiencing infidelity. So we started to look at that, and I started to really understand who Todd is. I upped his, what I call his X factor, his sexy factor. I took him from what you could imagine as a Ben Stiller type character to a sexy geek, which I think of as Justin Timberlake. I changed his tagline to making the world safe for love. And that started Todd off in a totally different direction. People started to find him. They started to find his videos. They started to find his blogs. And he's got a waiting list for people to work with him now. He gets about 4,000 hits a month to his website, and he's currently making about $500,000. That's what a brilliant brand will do for you. It totally shifts you, up-levels you, and creates a whole lot of visibility where you didn't have it before, where you're kind of like, I'm really great at what I do. How come people don't find me? So how do we start to look at that? For you, I call it empowering questions. So this is an action step that you can take. You want to ask yourself, why do people love me? You know, people love me because is a really great opening question for you to start to explore. Why are people attracted to you? You know, what are the ways that you're endearing to other people that know you really well? What are some of the quirky things about you that maybe you don't tell people enough about, that you might not share about? Like Cindy, I got to know Cindy. She has an incredible garden, and everything that Cindy does is really exquisite around plants and food and health, and she's just a geek for that kind of stuff, and it's really inspiring. In fact, it's inspired me to go home and plant some herbs in my backyard as well. So what are the things that you're kind of quirky about or that you do that you don't tell people? And the other thing to think about is, what are you naturally good at? As women entrepreneurs especially, if we're naturally good at something, we usually just give it away. And I tell people that's what you want to charge the most for, because it's something you love and you enjoy. It's easy for you to do. It's not easy for other people to do. So let's look a little bit further at what do these kind of icons really mean, like the Madonna icon of being a disruptor or a rock star. If you identify with that and you feel like you're kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of a badass, You know, well, you want to look at, I'm kind of a rebel rock star. So is this communicated in your copy? Is your copy, when you send out a blog or an email or anything that you're communicating or your website, are you actually communicating that you're this kind of rock star rebel type? In my copy, there's things like, be unapologetically you. No one wants to be stared at unless they're stunning, and hot women rock. So when you're reading those things, you know you're on my site. So I have some examples here, but I think I'm just kind of watching my time. Let me talk about Dr. Kate for a minute. Dr. Kate is a therapist. She is a PhD psychologist. And I have these visual examples, so maybe I can share my slides with Cindy for you to see. But when Kate came to me, she was making good money. She was making probably $250,000. And she had a picture on her website that made her look like she was a real estate agent. And she also is very liberal in terms of she has a dragon tattoo down her back. And I was like, hey, you know, has anyone ever seen your tattoo? And she goes, oh, no, that's not professional. I would never show my tattoo. And I was like, might be a good idea to do that. So we had, we redesigned her website, started to talk to her about what she really does. Kate dives very deeply with her into her clients' businesses as well as into who they are with therapists. She works mostly with other therapists. And so her tagline changed from give a damn and make a difference to dare to go deep, change yourself, and change your world. That's really more what Kate actually does and who she is. So let's look at Oprah again for a minute. Nurturing and helpful. Maybe you're just a really, really nice person, you know, a super nice person. That's great. So how is that reflected in your photography, in your headshots, in your photographs? Are you smiling? Are you inviting? Are you, this picture I'm looking at of Oprah has her hands clasped together almost in a prayer. She doesn't look like she's praying. She just looks happy. But she's got a V-neck, so she's very open and very inviting. For some of my guys on the line, if you're a nurturer, don't wear a tie. You can wear a suit if you like to wear suits, but don't wear a tie. Leave the collar open. It's very inviting. And for you, for the women, who, if you're a nurturer, think about taking photographs that are yummy, essentially that are very inviting, that people want to be with you. Or maybe you're a geek. Maybe you're a geek girl. You love technology, science, and math. Or you have an inner geek. That's great. That's great. How is that reflected in the benefits of working with you? So as you can start to see, all of these are elements of your brand. Are you starting to see how powerful this actually is? The second mistake that people make is they have no clear message that instantly grabs their ideal clients and magnetizes them to work with you. When you don't have this, you talk a lot about what you do and it's kind of confusing to people and they get bored and distracted. No one really seems to know what you do, and you over-talk about what you do instead of the results. So it seems you're probably struggling to get clients because when people don't understand what you do, like a confused mind never buys. So when you have a crystal clear message, you're not boring, you're engaging, and you're stimulating. People may not know everything that you do, but they want it like crazy. They come to me all the time and go, I'm not sure what you do, Ann. I just think you're fabulous. Let me work with you. And we figure it out from there. So how do you get to that? I call it power words that inspire. So when you think about power words, I want you to think about three words that describe you when you're in the zone, or three words that describe you when you're working with a client. But this is not your personality, really. It's more about a way of being that you are when you're working with people and you're super focused. So for me, mine are innovative, passionate, and fun. People work with me know that they're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do some out-of-the-box things. And obviously, I'm very passionate about it. So you want to look and see those three words. Are these words expressed in your brand? Are they part of your message? Do you share these words with people? Very, very powerful. I've got people that have listened to this and written their three words and started to share them with people, and that got them clients right away. So you want to think about how powerful this stuff actually is. Third mistake is no branded solution. So there's no unique solution or system that people have to have. It makes them clamor for something. When you have a unique solution, that's when people really want to work with you, because it separates you from everybody else. And that's what makes you the expert. It's why people want to work with you. It's how you get known. And let's face it, the experts get paid the big bucks. They get a lot more people working with them because they have these different solutions that are branded to who they are. Might be some of the same knowledge that you can get from anyone else, but it's expressed and branded in a different way that catches people's attention and makes them want to work with that person. It's really what gets them to see you as the ultimate solution, even if there are millions of other entrepreneurs who do what you do. So just to kind of get you to what's actually going on in this conversation, we're talking about your brand story DNA and how it actually creates your brand itself. And when you have a brilliant brand, you get visibility, impact, and profits. So how many of you could benefit from unleashing your inner rebel and transforming your revenue? How many of you could benefit from bringing in more clients, earning more cash, and serving more people if you just had a little bit better brand and marketing message? If you knew how to stand out, how to communicate it more powerfully, how to cash in on it more effectively, would that be a good thing? We think so. Would that be service to you? So I want you to remember is people are really buying you, and they're buying your solution to their problem. You are simplifying their problem so that they can actually do it, solve it, and get a result that they want to get. So the key here is to really let yourself stand out, capitalize on some of the things we talked about, your brilliant brand, your brand story, DNA, and really unleash your revenue potential. Okay, you've got a lot of potential, a lot of good things, but we need to really hone in on it and create your uniqueness and the power of your brilliant brand and your marketing messages. So be unapologetically you. That's all I got for you, Cindy.
Awesome. That's a lot. That's really great stuff. Thank you so much, Anne. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody else. We had some people jump in at the end there, so sorry I didn't catch their volume.
Okay, we'll see who's on the line and who has a question.
So questions, ahas, insights, great opportunity to get our, get things answered by Anne while she's on the line with us. Anybody want to start us off here?
Anne, this is Gail. I just want to thank you so much for your talk. I was born with grit and caring for others. And I just, I'm very passionate about my product and trying to see that everybody, that I can find a solution for everybody out there. So, but I really appreciate your take on branding. I'm not much of a rebel. I'm calmer than that.
You're the calm rebel. Maybe you're the spiritual rebel. Is it Gail or Dale?
G-A-I-L, Gail.
Gail. So, Gail, what are you finding? So, you have a product, and obviously you're a nurturer, and you have a lot of grit, so you're passionate and tenacious. What are you finding about your product? Do you have any questions about how to get people interested in your product, or?
Well, my lowest asset is finding people to talk to. Once I can find them and have a conversation with them, then I can do that. I'm trying to be more online, and it is a very steep learning curve that I have to.
Yeah, online is, well, it's I would call it a longer lead time.
Yes,
because you're online with people, right? Are you doing videos or anything like that?
No, not yet. I've always wanted to, but I'm just a little shy.
Okay. Well, my best speakers and my best online marketers are introverts, so no fear. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's just learning and allowing yourself to make mistakes. But I think, you know, the fastest path to cash, obviously, is speaking and doing webinars and things like that. And I don't know, what's your product?
It's a health and wellness product.
Is it like a micronutrient? Okay.
It's good because of our nutrient intake is so poor with our soil. This gives us food for the brain, and it equalizes everything in your body. So, yeah.
So, do your people come to you and they have brain problems?
There are people that come with medical labels, but it also helps the mass that don't have medical issues.
Sure.
It's just for anytime you can nutrate your brain, or if that's a word.
It's not, but I like it because it's not a word.
I think I just created a word.
Actually, Anne had a chance to try it, and I gave her some of the BU when she was here.
Oh, BU, I love BU.
You actually put it in your body, Anne.
I did. I like the BU.
Well,
you
very
made me
good.
Happy. So I think, you know, your people are people that are up to something, Gail. They need their brain power. They need their energy. They need their whatever.
They need their energy and their focus and their happiness and just, you know, to live life to their best ability.
Right, but there's a lot of reasons why people want to do that. So you want to focus in on why they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
A really good question to ask yourself, or ask people that are interested in your product, why? Why are you interested in this product? What is the result you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And why? Right? So I have a freebie that I like to give people, and if anybody on the line would like to have it, you can contact me at Anne@renegadebranding.com and ask for, just put in the email rebel, because I have a freebie that I give people that really helps them to look at why, and it asks certain questions of you so they can start to see what your actual values are and what you're bringing to the table. That might be really helpful. Because people don't really buy product. I can buy all sorts of different vitamins, right? I can buy all sorts of different stuff, and yours might be chelated or might be micronutrient, but if I don't really understand what that means, which I don't, you got to talk plain English. Does that make sense?
Yes.
plain English. So for me, it's like, this is what happened. I'll tell you my little quick story here. I was at Cindy's and we were talking about, I was talking about my mother had Alzheimer's and I'm really concerned about keeping my body in really, really good shape so that I have a ton of energy because I'm a speaker and I deal with a lot of clients. So to have the energy is really important to me. Plus I'm physical, so I want to enjoy my life. But ultimately, when I look at it, I'm looking to avoid brain fog, memory loss, I'm in that age category where I'm definitely over 50. And that's when it kind of all starts. So,
right.
And I'm always looking at ways to hack into and defy age. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine your people are the same people, some of them. And some of them could be people that have had health issues and they haven't been able to go through traditional medicine to get the results they want.
Yeah.
So you want to start to talk to them that way. Like my memory has actually improved as I've gotten older.
Hmm.
Now how everyone talks about their memory. Oh, I can't remember this. I can't remember that. Well, I think we all have digital dementia. And so even my 22-year-old friends can't remember anything. Well, they can remember their phones, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Make sure they can take their phone. But, you know, so memory is a really big thing right now. And it doesn't matter if you're young or you're old. It's probably maybe more poignant for people, like I was saying, over 50. But the brain, there's so much stuff out on the brain right now that you could really concentrate on that when you're talking about the product.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even really talk about the product. I'd talk about
my story.
Things that people want. What do people really want? Like, why do they want their brain to work? Why do they want this? Why do they want that?
Mm-hmm.
Really, really big question to ask yourself when you're talking. Is that helpful?
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Awesome. So I'm going to open it up again for anybody else that has any questions, ahas, insights, anything that's come up in listening to Anne. And I have, well, somebody's kind of formulating their thoughts. I wanted to ask you in terms of, like, for exceptional connections, because we want to be able to attract people that network. Maybe they're wanting something other than just mainstream networking. They want a place where, you know, they could be their authentic selves and it's okay. They don't have to be something else. So, you know, the brand has to be clear and nurturing and safe, right? Just like a person. Because it's, you know, an entity like a networking group or even a product like Gail's, you know, they have to represent themselves as well, right? It's not just a person.
Yeah.
So what is that? What do you think, you know, you talked about the number one problem, you know, you can't make enough money, and it's really not about the money. It's really about creating the brand experience, right, and having people have a sense of what that brand is and how that attracts people. What is the most important thing for a non-person brand, like an entity, in communicating who they are?
Well, I think that's a really great question, Cindy, and I also think, you know, even though you have exceptional connection, it's really reflecting you and your values. It might have some other values that go with it, but mostly, like Steve Jobs and Apple really reflected Steve's vision and what he cared about and how he innovated and put all the iTunes on a little box on the iPod because he just wanted to listen to all the music. Essentially, that's where it came from. So I think for you, when you're looking at exceptional connections, you know, one of the exercises I do with my clients when we're working on this stuff is I have them write what they believe, like a statement, a 6 to 15 word statement that expresses your beliefs. Because your beliefs are really, I know I've talked to you a bit about the networking and kind of how your guys are different and what you do. So you might want to begin to write that. Start to write it out. I say to my clients, write as much as you write, and then we're going to chop it down into 6 or 8 or 15 words. Because the more concise, the less words, and there's more clarity. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, so absolutely.
So for you, it would be something like, I just wrote this, just kind of briefly. First, I wrote be yourself, because that's really important at Exceptional Connections. It's like when you're actually yourself is when you make deep connections with another, which is when you can really make a difference. So it's kind of like that. Or I kind of like this because it's connect with your authentic self. Make real connections. Or even just simply make real connections. I don't know, there's just a couple ideas that popped out while you were talking. But
yeah, no, I love it.
It just gives you a place to start. So, right. You know, it's like when I'm working with people, I'm kind of listening to them. In fact, I am not kind of. I am listening to them, and most of the time I'm just taking what they say and then I'm wording it in just a simpler way. And that's where we get the head-whipping hooks, the taglines, what their talk titles are going to be, any of the communication, what I call communication with people. Because your network is different than other ones I've been to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me coming from you. And so what I experienced, and even in this call, is you listen for their greatness. You listen for, you know, how they want to show up in the world, even though they don't know how to express it themselves.
Right. Because most people are, you know, especially entrepreneurs, they're like, oh, I want to contribute. I want to help other people. They're really focused on other people. That's why it's great to work with somebody like me, because I'm focused on them.
Right.
I'm focused on them and what they're saying. And I have as you know from hanging out with me, I kind of have this uncanny way of pulling words out of the other person that they don't even know are there.
Right.
Because I think I said in my talk, you know, we can't really see our own eyebrows, so we can't we don't really know how great we are.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a reflection. So when I work with my clients, they start to get that reflection of their own, I call it their own genius, in the area that they've chosen to have a business. So when we look at their brand story DNA, that pretty much lays out what their genius actually is. It lays out their values. It lays out their genius. It lays out inspirational talk, a lot of applications, you know, applications to videos, Facebook Live. The problem with a lot of people is they don't spend time doing this, so they just run out and talk about their product. Nobody cares about your product. We all want to be inspired to our own greatness, and we want to stand behind somebody who's got values that we align with. So my values, speaking of Gail, my values, Gail, are that I'm going to defy age. It's going to take me 100 years to get to 60. Because I don't buy into what you're supposed to look like, what you're supposed to act like, or how you're supposed to feel at whatever my age is, which is well over 60. So that's just my thing. That's my belief. My belief is you actually don't have to grow old. You never have to grow old. That would be my tagline for you. Mm-hmm. Never grow old. Never grow old, or you don't have to. Here's why. So, you know, you want to start to look at stuff like that because that's what intrigues people. When you say stuff that everyone else is saying, well, you know, I'm 60 now, so, you know, I don't have a good memory, and I just have to accept the fact my body hurts and blah. You know, no. You actually don't.
How about defy age?
Defy age, or the other way I've seen it said, which I love, is defy gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Defy right. gravity. Because we know gravity exists, just like we know we're all going to end up in the same place. We're all going to end up, you know, dropping our bodies, and depending on your belief system, where you go after that, or no place at all. But essentially, we're going to lose the body at some point because it gets to wherever it gets and decides it doesn't want to go any further. Or whatever your destiny is, I have no idea, right? But definitely defying age. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like what does that mean? Like, age is just a number. I used to have a friend who was like in her 80s, and she used to say to me, "And age is just a number, and mine's not listed."
Ah, I love it.
That's like hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different ways to approach that. I don't know if I kind of got off on a tangent. I do that sometimes. But, you know,
no,
I think that we don't spend enough time really thinking about what do you really stand for? What are your values? What makes your heart sing? I have a fond saying of saying, when you're looking at your brand or what you want to say about it, it's what breaks your heart or what pisses you off. So it pisses me off that we're in a conversation about age in our society. It breaks my heart that people don't take care of themselves over the long term, over the long haul. Or in your case, Cindy, it would be, you know, it pisses me off that these networking things are so fake. Mm-hmm. They're so calculated, formulaic, have no heart.
Have no heart.
There's no heart there. There's just, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of thing. Really boring. Nobody wants that because we live in a high-tech, low-touch society. So we're craving connections. We're craving a walk in Cindy's garden, okay? Somebody used the garden analogy. But we're craving meeting each other in person and really having real connections. Not like, oh, you know, buy my thing or I have this product that's the best ever. Really, everyone has a product that's the best ever. So what is it about you and what is it about your value and what is it about that people are really looking to do? Because they're not looking to take your product. Just like nobody's looking to brand themselves. Seriously, people? If they were, I'd be a billionaire. They're not. They're looking to make more money or they're looking to be seen and elevate their business into a higher stage of their business, or they're looking to have a lead generation, a lead generator like a signature talk and some of the other things I help my clients do that is easier, faster, and quicker than building out online. So that's what they're actually looking to do. They're not looking to brand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're looking to be able to talk about themselves.
The epiphany I'm having here, just listening to you, is that we think of historically branding as, you know, becoming something or, you know, creating something, but it's really getting to the essence of who you are.
Well, yeah, from my point of view and how I work with my clients is getting to the essence of who you are, uncovering that and allowing yourself to own it. Obviously, you have to own it. It's not about putting a dress on. It's not about putting on rock star, sequin, bejeweled, whatever. It's not really about that. That reinforces something. But what it's about is looking at what is my core essence. And sometimes you have to choose. I think I shared in your group, sometimes it's who you are when you walk through the door that people see. It's really your brand is what people say about you. They say, oh, Cindy's really a nice person. She's a major nurturer. That's a brand that we can build out on. When I used to walk into the room, people would go, here's the rock star. I didn't relate to myself as a rock star. I worked with a lot of very accomplished people when I worked at Vogue, you know, people who are known, famous, best photographers in the world, people that you all know. Those were the rock stars to me, right? So when people started calling me, oh, here comes the rock star, it's like, really? I'm just a rebel artist type. And then I was like, okay, I get it. I'm going to develop a brand around that combines this rock star rebel thing because that's kind of who I am, and that's how I approach life. I'm always breaking the rules.
So develop it and own it, right? You have to do both.
Yeah, you develop it and own it. So when I'm working with somebody, you know, I work with people for 6 months because it takes a while to uncover it, build the images, the way of talking about it, the signature talk, the products, if you're going to have products or services, and own it. You've got to own it. It's not like somebody looked in your closet and decided, oh, you're a nurturer, so I'm going to take you and buy all these kind of clothes. Like, you know, some people get their people send them clothes, right? But they don't know anything about the person, so all of a sudden you've paid somebody a lot of money to go through your closet and tell you the pieces you need to have, but you never wear them.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and you wear your jeans.
Right.
Or like my jacket that I wore at, that's an outfit that I wore. On the I have stage outfits. I don't wear them every day. I wear them on the stage for a reason, right? Because it reinforces the brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an outfit for that. I mean, I might wear it once in a while, but I don't usually wear it out. I'll wear some, you know, I have something else.
Yeah, it's a statement piece, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's making a statement. It's backing up the whole idea of the Renegade brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different thing. And I have clients that are like, well, I'm not really a rebel. I'm not really a renegade. And I'm like, that's okay. We're going to discover really your essence. We're going to discover who you actually are and uncover it because as children, we've covered that up since childhood, trying to conform, trying to fit in school, trying to fit in church, trying to fit into whatever our family structure is. Basically trying to be normal.
Or figure out what normal is, right?
Right. And to me, normal is whatever you say it is. Mm-hmm. It's not based on what somebody else says you should be. So then it becomes, that's how, like, one of my questions, like, what did your parents tell you never to do? Because it starts to open up, oh, yeah, my folks were nice people, but they wanted me to behave a particular way, whatever was acceptable. So now it's like we've built our personalities and certain things around that. So then it's like, how do we kind of open it up a little bit? For some people, we can open it up a lot and they totally embrace it. And for some, we open it up a little because they can mm-hmm. embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you grow into things. Well, most of the time, I think you grow into things.
Wow. Well, thank you, Anne, for serving up so much wonderful value and amazing insights and for generously sharing yourself with us. So really appreciate the time you've taken, not only coming to to Seattle and sharing with our ECN July community, but also being able to be on this call with us. So before we get off the call, I want to make sure our listeners know how they can work with you or what you have going on that they can plug into. So share with us a little bit more about what you're up to.
I would say look me up on Facebook. I have a group called Rebel Soul, S-O-U-L, branding, and join, because I do a lot of Facebook Live video and education there, and people can ask me questions and reach out to me. I love to interact with people and see what, you know, how I can help them. I'm big on helping people and really serving them. And if you contact me at Anne@renegadebranding.com, and just put Rebel in the subject, I will send you my Rebel Voice formula, which really helps people understand their values and who they are. They might not be able to see it. As I said, you can't really see your own eyebrows, but you'll be able to. So it's questions like, what's your favorite person in history and why? The why part of the question is very revealing because you start to write why. And then you start to write, I think my favorite one is, who's your favorite cartoon character and why? Because from the cartoon character, we can see why it is you do your business. So there's lots of things. And then people can reach out to me. I do like usually a 15 or 20 minute thing where we dive into where they're at and what's happening with their brand and their messaging. You know, I have some programs, but I never assume the programs are right for you until I have a conversation. I'm all about relationship. Because if I don't have something that can help you, I will send you in another direction with another resource for somebody who could help you. So that's my thing, Cindy.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you again. And I'm just going to put you on the spot and just ask you to give parting words to our listeners. Do you have any brilliant parting words to share?
The parting words are, it takes courage. It takes courage to be yourself.
Mm.
So be nice to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate all the little things that you do in your life. Because it's little by little. Those little things are the things that mount up to big things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're always looking to win the lottery. We're always looking to hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get there is those little things. So if you can appreciate the little things that you do, it'll be really, really helpful. And remember, it's smart to fit in, but it's brilliant to stand out.
That's right. It is. That's a great insight. Well, thank you. Thank you again, Anne. And for our listeners who joined us on this call, whether it's live or on the recording, you know, wish you a wonderful summer. We're in the midst of summer right now during this call. My parting words are, remember to make every connection an exceptional connection. So look forward to having you join us next month our featured speaker for our August 13th event, which coincidentally we're going to be celebrating our 10th anniversary, will be Leslie Ann Aiken from Lake Oswego. And she's going to be talking about how to curate a Facebook page to enhance your life and your business. And so we look forward to having you join us on the second Tuesday, August 13th, or the third Tuesday at noon for the bonus call. So until then, have a wonderful summer, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye. Signing off.